This recording, Missouri 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would have taken some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned of her that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was sitting on the bus and the bus driver left me on the bus, and I was really scared because I woke up and I popped my head up and we were driving down this one road and she slammed on the brakes, and that was kind of scary. I'm going to be on the complete works of William Shakespeare for the school. Well, it's about a whole bunch of cast that decides to put on a whole bunch of shows of William Shakespeare's, and basically it's comedy, and we mess up basically, and we mess up on interpreting it and stuff like that. Everyone should come see it too. When I woke up, I turned on my TV, I watched the news to find out the temperature and stuff like that, and I took a shower, came to school, went to first hour. Geometry, had a test, probably failed it. Second hour, we watched a movie, slept. Third hour, biology, slept. Fourth hour, world history, did pretty much nothing in there. Now I'm doing this.